The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Friday, September 7th, 2007, and Presidential Release number 354. I begin this presidential release with sad news. Mr. McKeever, who has been a part of the Federation for an extraordinary amount of time, died on September 4th of cancer. He died peacefully, and this, in one sense, is a very sad piece of news, and in one sense, is a blessing. Larry McKeever, who has been a part of the Federation for, I believe, as long as I have been, and perhaps a year longer than I have been, was reading the Braille Monitor when I joined the Federation. He was from Iowa. He was a man who was in business in Iowa. He ran a radio station there for a time. He ran a recording studio for decades there, and he ran a place with his wife, Marion, which was Charlie's Showplace. Charlie's was a dinner theater and the first of the dinner theaters that succeeded. I had the joy of eating at Charlie's Showplace and watching a show. Mr. McKeever has been the person who ran the recording equipment at convention. He was an assistant to Dr. Jernigan in the 1960s at the Iowa Commission for the Blind when Dr. Jernigan was directing it. He was the deputy director there. In other words, he has had many, many different kinds of involvements with the Federation. He attended his last convention, I think 2 years ago, possibly 3 years ago. I went to see him after that, and he was in good spirits. He knew then that he had cancer, but he also accepted the reality that he'd had an enormously good and productive life, and that he was not distressed that he would come to the end of it. He was a great guy. He was an introspective person. He was a person who loved much to bring joy to others. He did a lot of reading. You can find some of the books that he read in the Library of Congress collection. He loved to act and to bring an uplift to humanity. I, for one, will miss him mightily, and I wanted to tell you about his death. Miriam is surviving him, so you might keep Miriam in your prayers. The obituary that was drafted about him says that he was a part of the Federation for 39 years, and I'm sure that he was. I know he was a part of it by the time I joined the organization, and I joined it in 1969. I am also sorry to have to tell you of the death of Jim Merrifield, who is husband to Lauren Merrifield of Washington State. He died on August 19th, 2007, so you might keep Lauren Merrifield in your prayers. Marianne Parks of Georgia was in an automobile. She was coming back from a seminar put on by AmeriCorps. The van that she was riding in tried to avoid an accident and flipped over, and she was unfortunately a victim. She was killed in the accident. She was a sprightly human being, one who was giving our Georgia affiliate part of the joy and the lift that it had. You might keep Marianne Parks in your prayers and keep our Georgia affiliate there, too. I have an announcement here which I wanted to try to bring to you today because the event that we're talking about will be coming up shortly. This says, please note that our Independence Market will be closed from September 10th through September 14th while we take an inventory of the materials that we have on hand. We will not be able to answer any inquiries or process and ship any orders during this time. We will be open for business as usual on September 17th, and we look forward to serving you again. This is from Ellen Ringline, who is the director of the Independence Market. It is, I'm sorry, a time when we will be interrupting service in the Independence Market, but we need to do this in order to get ourselves in shape. We're putting a new inventory and management system in place, and we need to know if the material that we have on hand about our inventory is accurate. So if you will take note that next week the Independence Market will be closed. I have been urged to remember that we have a cutoff date for shipment of materials for Meet the Blind Month. Meet the Blind Month comes up in October. Those materials must be in your hands in order to do any good. I think we said the 15th or something of September was the cutoff date. We're going to extend the cutoff date for taking orders to the end of the week of the 17th. So if you get the orders to us by the 21st of September, we'll do our best to get them to you by the 1st of October for Meet the Blind Month. Meet the Blind Month is coming up. This is the month for us to let people know about the work of the National Federation of the Blind and to let people know that blind people are abroad in the land and part of the community, and that blind people have capacity. So you should get hold of the folks in the neighborhood who might want to know more about blindness and might want to know about the services that we have in the National Federation of the Blind. And if you have questions about Meet the Blind Month activities, what they might be or how you might pursue them, you can get a hold of Jerry Lazarus here at 410-659-9314, extension 2297. Since we last made the presidential release, we have had a seminar here. This seminar is the leadership seminar of the type that customarily occurs along about the Labor Day period. We run it over the Labor Day weekend, in part because when we get finished on Saturday, very late in the evening, that gives us time on Sunday to get back home, and it gives us Monday, most of us at least, to do a little resting so that we can get back to it on Tuesday. But in any case, this seminar was a great success. I think we had 17 states involved, and we had 24 people in the seminar. It was a joyful time and a great gathering and a good seminar. This is the Rolling Seminar. Now, we also have had, since we were last here, a seminar. This is a leadership type seminar for New York Leadership Group. Carl Jacobson, our president in New York, brought people here, and we had many activities to talk about leadership and to stimulate leadership in the great state of New York. We also had a philosophical discussion, which lasted for quite some time, about whether blind people have the same kinds of capacities to get around and to be successful as other people do. You know my opinion about that. I don't think I need to express it except to say that it's the same as it's always been, which is to say that I believe that blind people can get about and can be as successful as others. We need to use some different techniques to do it, and it's a good idea to have some training in order to get it done. Not everybody has that training, but anyway, we do the best we can. We're coming into the convention season. It begins. We've had a convention or two already. Our South Carolina affiliate had its convention. We are coming into the major portion of convention season, and the state conventions will become part of the life of the convention for a while. This weekend, we're having the Kentucky Convention. I will be attending that. And also this weekend, we'll have the Arizona Convention. Scott LaBarre is the national representative for that one. I have been recently to visit with Scott LaBarre, and we'll have some things to talk with you about the work that he and some others in the Federation will be doing in the upcoming time. But he will be our national representative in Arizona. Since the last release, we've also had a meeting of the Imagination Fund committee members, and we've had those who are working on creating our event for next convention who came here to the National Center for the Blind. There will be more extensive announcements about that coming up, but the March for Independence for 2008 is in the planning stages, and you should get ready for it because the Imagination Fund process and the March for Independence are being prepared for our convention next summer. It should be an exciting time. I look forward to it mightily myself. We had a leadership seminar, as I said, for the New Yorkers, but also some Virginians came up, and they joined in a part of that seminar too, and it was good to have our members from Virginia. We will not only be having state conventions during this next little while, but the calendar is jam-packed with things that will be occurring here at the National Center for the Blind, so there'll be a lot to talk about and a great deal to discuss with respect to the work that we're doing here on upcoming releases. At the convention, we talked about, this is our 2007 convention, the National Convention. We talked about the Victor Reader Stream. It's a little tiny machine about, 3 inches by 2 1/4 inches by 3/4 of an inch or so, which is the extensive device that will be able to play the digital talking books that will be coming out from the Library of Congress next year, we hope, if we get all the funding together. We've been working on the funding. I don't have final figures on where we are on that funding. We're still working away on it and hoping to get some changes on the Senate floor. But in any case, the Victor Reader Stream, there was some talk about it at the National Convention, and there were some prototype devices that were shown there. The Victor Reader Stream was announced at the convention to be available shortly. There's been a very slight delay. It will be shipped, as I understand it, next week. So all of you who have ordered these, you should know that they're coming very soon. As I understand it, a great many have already been sold, and they will be coming out to you. As a matter of fact, I've ordered some of them to come here to the National Center for the Blind, and I don't have them yet, but I expect them any time. I'm told that they will be shipping probably early next week. I've got meetings coming up this morning, so I'm going to sort of scurry on this presidential release. I've also got to get to the Kentucky Convention, and I've got to make plans to be able to do that. So here we come to the end of the presidential release, and I have some of the usual and customary endings. Buck Saunders of West Virginia says, "Why are the land-based U.S. military personnel so tired on April 1st? Because they've just had a 31-day march." Then, what's more dangerous than being with a fool? That's fooling with a bee. Although, as I think about it, I'm not sure that either one of them is very safe. What do you call a bee with a spell that has been put upon her? Bewitched. Or, what's black and yellow and goes along the bottom of the ocean? That's a bee in a submarine.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.